The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio near Hampton and Nick Johansson of the Red Oak Express. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks a lot for talking to us today. Details of the Obamacare replacement are starting to come out today. Have you had a chance to look at the legislation yet? And if so, what do you think?
I sat in on an hour and 10 minutes of briefing by about five or six staff people that work for the Health Committee and the Finance Committee, but I have not read it. We didn't get a copy until at the end of that meeting, so I haven't read it. And I will only say this, that it's quite obvious that the failures of Obamacare need to be corrected. What we can do in this bill is what we can do now on Obamacare. It's not complete repeal of Obamacare. It's changes in Obamacare so we can continue to get health insurance for Iowans. The bill is a discussion draft, which means that even before we start debate on the Senate floor next week, it could go through some changes. But McConnell has promised every senator an open discussion and an amendment process. So even if I had read it, which I haven't yet, I will have to wait until probably a week from today or tomorrow to tell you how I'm going to vote. But I do know this, that the failures of Obamacare are so many that we've got to do something. And this is the start of that discussion. The House has done theirs. Then we go to conference with the House, assuming we can pass it in the Senate, work out the differences, and then get a final product. So bottom line of it is that I hope that we can help improve the shortcomings of Obamacare. By the way, this is a relatively short bill compared to 2,700 pages in Obamacare. This is something that every member will have a chance to read and understand. It's not like Pelosi said about Obamacare, we got to pass it before we find out what's in it, in order to find out what's in it.
I was wondering if you could give us your opinion on the escalating conflict in both Syria and North Korea as of late.
Yeah, I can. I believe that as far as ISIS in Syria is concerned, we're making dramatic progress there, just like we are with ISIS in Iraq. I do think, though, that what's going on that you call a civil war within Syria, which involves the government and other people that don't believe in their government, that's a little more difficult to say exactly what's happening there because of Russia's involvement. And I don't see an easy solution to the civil war part of it. In regard to North Korea, I think that the United States is doing right now, relying upon China. But if China doesn't deliver the goods and get North Korea out of the nuclear warfare mentality, I think we're going to have to take very dramatic action with economic sanctions, greater than we've ever done before. And some of those economic sanctions are going to involve China because 90% of North Korea's economy is tied up with trade with China and working with China.
Senator, President Trump continues to call for an investment in infrastructure improvements in this country, and it seems like we can't get over the hump to get something passed. What's the latest?
Yeah, the latest is that the president in two different weeks has emphasized economic measures. 2 weeks ago, infrastructure. Last week, worker retraining. getting people ready for the workforce, improving our workforce, thus improving productivity, which is very necessary for the advancement of our economy and the increased prosperity of our people. So it's the White House has been pushing it all year from the standpoint of a bill, from the standpoint of more money into infrastructure, and also from the standpoint of reducing regulation and red tape that you have to get a infrastructure project through. It includes highways, rivers, harbors, airports, and broadband, maybe other things as well. And I would say that it is the third major thing on the agenda, and it almost has to come in this order. Health care clears the path for tax reform, and tax reform will clear the path for infrastructure. But whereas tax reform and health reform is going to be pretty much a partisan approach by Republicans because the Democrats don't want to do anything in that area, those areas, we're going to have great bipartisan support on job retraining, what he talked about last week, and we're going to have great bipartisan support on infrastructure, which he talked about 2 weeks ago.
What are your concerns moving forward when it comes to trade, not only with Mexico, but with other countries? Are there any concerns you're feeling right now?
The old doctor advice, first, do no harm. I think that trade is so important to our economy. And in Iowa, it's important for not just agriculture, but manufacturing and services. And we need to keep that in mind. I think it's perfectly legitimate for a president to say, I can get a better deal. Who wouldn't want the president to get a better deal? But you got to do it cautiously. And we had a meeting yesterday with our special trade representative, Mr. Lighthizer, and he's had that job in the Reagan administration, so he's back at it again now. He's quite an expert on it. And I'd say he has a much more cautious view than what the president does have on trade. But I would also give him credit for the decisions the president made, getting the president to see the reality of renegotiating NAFTA instead of pulling out. And after NAFTA, I think the next important thing is to get a bilateral agreement with Japan.
Senator, just again to get your thoughts about the situation with the shooting before the charity baseball game here last week. Any concerns you have about safety going forward?
Well, we all ought to have that caution, yes. But you'd have to dig a hole and pull it in after you, if you wanted certainty from this standpoint that if you're in public life, you got to be out with the public, and you can't have every member of Congress having a couple policemen with them, and so we just got to be more cautious. But we got to continue to do what we're doing. So I'm going to continue to have my county meetings and interact with the public as much as I can. That's my job.
Can you give us an update on how things are going with the Senate Judiciary Committee involved with the probe?
Yeah. In probably 2 or 3 hours, I could give you more information because before the end of the day, we ought to Senator Feinstein and I ought to have our agenda worked out, who we're going to question. Are we going to question in at staff level? Are we going to question them in open committee meetings? Are we going to subpoena Comey, and who else might we subpoena? What documents will we subpoena? We've been negotiating for about a week, and our deadline is to get done tonight. So I can't answer your question beyond that.
Thank you, Brian and Nick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.